Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Pella Ambulance Director Doug Polking. He's going to give us some tips to get ready for emergencies during National Preparedness Month. All right, well, Doug, today we're going to be talking about Emergency Preparedness Month, and one of the things that I wanted to talk about was having a first aid kit in your home or in your car. Are there any things that you would recommend to have in a first aid kit?
Well, Brad, the first thing you need to have is obviously some bandages and some kind of dressings for any type of injury. That would be the first thing you need, some kind of alcohol cleaner, some hand cleaner, so you can clean up the injury or clean yourself up after you take care of somebody. Additionally, I would make sure that there would be some type of baby aspirin. I say baby aspirin because it's the number one drug for anybody that may be having a heart attack. So those two things, there are commercial cold packs that you can put in, nice things to have, but bandage and dressings and some type of antibiotic cream and some aspirin would be the first thing that I would put into any type of home kit.
How can you identify an injury that may be too much for someone to handle with a first aid kit?
I would start with the amount of bleeding that you are seeing. If it is spurting blood, that's a bad sign. That's an artery bleeding. They need to be seen by physician and get in as quickly as possible. That's the first thing. If it's the injury itself, if you're able to stop the bleeding and the wound is gapping in any way, shape, or form, that person probably needs to get in and get some stitches. And then also you need to make sure your tetanus shots are up to date. So any type of injury and you're not sure about tetanus shots, make sure you get in and see your physician.
Another thing I wanted to talk about was helping children through emergencies. And I was hoping you could talk a little bit about preparing your children to deal with either maybe a fire at the home or a traffic accident or their parent is injured in some way and how you can help your child to plan for that.
Well, obviously the first thing that kids need to know is how to get access emergency personnel. The schools do a wonderful job. 911, they all can do that. They and you need to have a plan for evacuation if this happens. And not just talk about it, but if this happens, where are we going to meet? Are we going to meet at a neighbor's house? This is the very first thing. The other one is communication. How do we communicate if there's a fire at our house and I'm not home, the parent's not home? How is the parent going to contact you or are you going to contact the parent? Evacuation plans, where to go, how to get out of the house, their very first thing. And then, of course, calling 911 and getting help on their way.
Have you seen that most children are confident when they call 911? They know the kind of things that the information that the dispatchers will need?
Absolutely. Kids today are well aware of it, not only from schools, but TV. They know what information to provide. They do a wonderful job. They probably do a better job than many adults.
Is there any advice you could have for perhaps a roadside emergency for what kind of things people may want in their car and just some general safety tips for being on the road?
Well, in addition to a first aid kit at home, and not just the medicine cabinet that's all cluttered with stuff, you really need one in your car, and that one needs to be, again, kept up to date. Many times people have them, they buy them, they stock something, and it is not up to date. So first thing you do, go home, make sure your vehicle has one and it is stocked. You need some extra tools sometimes, pliers, screwdriver, duct tape. Always can never have enough duct tape. Those things go a long way to help emergencies. I've seen duct tape used to repair leaking radiator hoses and get you into town. So those are some of the things. Make sure you have some kind of ponchos, blankets. We're coming into winter. If you have the room, jumper cables. Never know when that car isn't or truck isn't going to start. Some people like to put a little shovel or sand of some kind as we're approaching winter. So blankets, first aid kits, a few tools goes a long way to making sure that you are safe during when you're driving, or especially as we approach the winter months.
All right, well, thanks very much for talking with me today.
Glad to see you, Brad.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Pella Ambulance Director Doug Polking on preparing for emergencies during National Preparedness Month. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.